The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
So, this is a big week.
It is. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Because of Friday, yes.
Yes, because no more fucking Thunderdome.
It's exciting.
It is very exciting.
I hope it doesn't suck.
I'm just going to watch just to see, like, everything Vince loves get shit on.
But is Goldberg coming back tomorrow? Is that what this rumor is?
I don't know. Okay, so if you haven't heard the rumors, fucking Goldberg is coming back. But apparently, people are saying not to SmackDown.
Oh, but I thought, who's he supposed to face?
Lashley.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes. Yeah. Which is going to be a dumb match. Everybody wanted Brock, and they got Goldberg.
Well, Brock has a ponytail, and he's butchering pigs or something.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's just Brock doing Brock shit at that point. Right?
I'm not feeling the ponytail.
No, the ponytail's horrible. Ew.
I don't mind a ponytail. I just don't like it on him.
Would you toot or boot it?
On him, I would boot it.
Boot.
Yeah. On other guys, toot it. But on him, no.
Well, yeah. When Bray has his hair in a ponytail, it's a toot.
Who?
I said when Bray does it, it's a toot.
Oh, yeah. There you go. There you go.
If Brock does it, it's a boot.
Drew McIntyre has it. I would toot it.
Yeah. Total.
Yeah. Who else has long hair? Not Ziggler, because I don't like Ziggler. I would boot his for me.
Total boot. But that's just because we don't like him.
Yeah, because I don't like him.
No.
Who else has long hair?
Adam,
if he had a ponytail, I would.
I've seen him with a ponytail.
Yeah, I would boot the way Morrison does his hair, though. That's not a good look.
No, that looks
a regular ponytail. I would toot on Morrison.
Yes.
Yeah.
But like, I've seen Adam in person with said ponytail, and that was a total toot.
Yeah. It just looks weird on Brock. It's just not. It doesn't fit his face shape. He's too.
No.
I don't know.
He's lumpy.
Yeah.
No. He's like lumpy and clumpy. So like you can't put a ponytail on that.
No.
No. Just no. No, thank you.
Anyway, he's got a ponytail and he was on some, was it a reality show? And he was like learning how to butcher a pig.
I guess. Yeah, I didn't really pay attention.
Interested. He's not interested in WWE.
Why would he want to go back? He could just go on reality shows with a ponytail and butcher animals.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, that sounds on brand.
It sounds totally on brand. Like, totally on brand. Like, what? Like, ew. Mm-mm. Just ew.
So, but anyway, we get Goldberg.
We get Goldberg. Goldberg. Fucking fuck that guy, Goldberg.
With no hair.
With no hair and no talent. And no personality. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At least Brock has, you know, I used to like despise Brock. At least now I do see the personality. Like Goldberg, I don't see anything.
See, I think Brock should be able to be like, have more personality.
Yeah. It's in there.
Yeah. Like Brock has it. I mean, remember when he had like the money in the bank and he used it as like a boombox?
Yeah.
That was entertaining. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, Goldberg has zero personality. And then he wonders why people hate him when he buries people that everybody loves. Like Bray. fucking Oldberg.
I don't get it.
Fuck that guy. Like, seriously, he comes in, he, like, beats Kevin Owens, he beats Bray. Like, what the fuck? I mean, we don't like him, but some people do. Dolph Ziggler, he beat Dolph Ziggler, like, big time. And it's just so stupid. I don't understand. He's not even that talented. He's not even that big of a draw. Like, come on.
I'm not impressed by that. Like physically, I'm not impressed. There's nothing impressive about him physically to me at all.
Like, he's pretty much a grandpa. So, like, we're inviting a grandpa.
But not even a good-looking grandpa.
No, like, Batista's a grandpa. Can we have Batista?
I'd be happy.
Batista's a grandpa. What? We got the wrong grandpa. Wrong grandpa. So, yeah. No, thank you. Not a fan. And, no. I don't think so. Fucking grandpa.
Can we talk about the fact that we may be having another wave of the pandemic, and what if they shut everything down again? Yeah, I'm starting to get a little concerned.
Girl. It's not going to happen.
I hope not. Enjoy these live shows while you can, guys.
And if they do shut it down, please wait till September 1st. It's fine. You know what? Okay. People are going to say that I'm going to hell for this, but, like, here's my theory. Keep the kids and the people who, like, wish they could get vaccinated but can't, keep them, like, in the house, right? And, like, obviously, if you're around them, get vaccinated, obviously. But if you're, like, an anti-vaxxer piece of shit, like, I'm not sad. Like, is that a bad thing? I'm not sad.
Like, no.
I mean, people don't believe in evolution, but it's Darwinism at its finest. Like, if you're dumb enough not to do it, then bye. Like, that's the thing, is people are like, but you know, people have, people just, they were scared. And I'm like, well, you know what?
You know, to be fair, like, to be fair, I was scared of it too. And to be honest, I'm still a little bit scared of what could happen, but I just went ahead and did it. I had my reasons for doing it, so I did it. So I understand. I honestly, like, I'm not trying to defend it. I don't like the people that are just like, they're above it. Like, oh, I'm above doing this. Like, if you are legit afraid of it, I kind of get that in a way. But if you're just one of these people that's just like,
my president told me I shouldn't get vaccinated.
Yeah, I have a problem with that. But if you legit, like, have concerns about the chemical makeup, I kind of get that. But if you're just, you know, going off, and no.
I'll tell you right now, okay, guys, there are 4 Trump supporters on my street. And they all have different dates on their flags. Yes, I shit you not. So one of them, Trump 2020. I'm like, okay, well, maybe they just didn't take their flag down. The next door, Trump 2021, we're gonna take it back. And I'm like, and then the other one said Trump 2024. And I'm like, and then the other one said 2022.
What does that mean?
I don't know. But I'm sitting here just like, y'all can't even get the date straight. Like, I want to ask, like, I don't want to ask because, like, fuck them. I hope they, you know, whatever. But, like, y'all can't even get your dates straight. Like, y'all live, like, in, like, literally they're all across the street from each other, and y'all can't, like, get your dates together. Like, y'all can't meet up and be like, hey, this is the date. Right? Like,
this is the date to print on the t-shirt.
Yeah, like, this is the date. Not like it's not a 4-year period kind of thing. I drove by, and even my dad, who, like, you know, he's, but he got vaccinated, so, you know, not as deep. He was like, they can't even get the date straight. I'm like, no, they can't. They don't even know what the fuck they're talking about. Yeah. Y'all can't even get the date straight. Anyway, yes. I'm not worried because I'm vaccinated, so I'm not worried. I'm not worried that
the rest of the place will be shut down. Not myself. I'm
fuck them. I don't care. Hey, Charles Darwin, baby.
What if the country shuts down again? Is what I'm saying. What
Why would we? Here's my. This is how I feel. Arizona has a 51% vaccination percentage. 51% of the population, right? Majority rules. We're vaccinated. They're not. So sorry. If you're dumb enough not to wear a mask and, you know, not get vaccinated, well, I salute you. Bye. Hey, you know what? In my mind, and people are going to say, oh, Nikki, you're making it political. Well, you know what? They made it political first. Less people to vote for, you know who next time around. So, you know, that's all right with me. That's mm-hmm. okay. That's okay. And you know what? My hope, well, other than my QAnon great aunt, but, you know, whatever. Everybody else is vaccinated. So, like, you know. I think they're going to start making people show proof they're vaccinated. I think this was going to happen. And people are going to get all upset. They're going to be like, it's like the Holocaust. You can't tell me what to do. That's exactly how they sound. And to that I say, my body, my choice. Anyway. Also, if, you know, all y'all make it shut down and I don't get to see Bray again... You don't want to know what's going to happen. You don't want to know.
I think people do know.
Yeah, you might hear my screaming, angered screaming from probably Canada. People in Canada are like, oh my God, what was that noise? They're like, oh no. She's not going to be able to see Bray. Oh no. Girl, that would be my fucking luck.
Yep.
Yeah, it'd be my fucking luck. Anyway, it's the last Thunderdome thing. Anyway, it was kind of dumb. Bra was dumb. Totally not worth it.
I'm trying to remember, did I watch it?
I watched it just because I was like, oh, it's the last one.
Oh, I did. I did watch part of it. Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Like, they're still going with this whole Alexa age porn gimmick still. And, sorry. It's just dumb. I'm just, It's dumb. I'm done. Raw is annoying. I can't with Raw. SmackDown is good other than Baron, which is breaks my heart every fucking time. Breaks my heart. But Raw is just like, they don't, it's just, I can't. This whole bullshit with Eva Marie, and I am not calling her name. It is Piper Niven, not fucking Doudrop bullshit. No. I'm not playing that game. It's just Raw. They don't even try. They're not even trying. They're like, yeah, we suck.
Moving on.
We suck. That's literally what it is. And it's like, oh, hey, why don't you have this person come back? No. Anyway, Raw just sucks. I'm gonna be interested to see what happens, but obviously with the news that Oldberg is coming back, then it sounds like no. Sounds like it's gonna be a no. SmackDown, on the other hand. The show that we're actually gonna go see is actually pretty good, other than the Baron thing. like everybody feels really bad for him now. Like, I feel like it's kind of in poor taste right now too. Like, there's people literally on an eviction moratorium, and you're gonna like have the storyline.
It's not a good look.
It's not a good look. I mean, he does it well. This is nothing on Baron, because he does it well. That guy pulls at my heartstrings. Like, when I watch it, I'm like, oh my God. But, and also, like, why is, like, so they had at ringside, they had, it was Baron versus Shinsuke to get into the Money in the Bank match. And Big E was at ringside. And, like, Big E, Shinsuke, the fucking 80s reject guitar guy, whatever the fuck his name is. And, well, not Pat, but Pat's just Pat. They're all, those three are supposed to be faces, and they're like, oh, Baron's so ugly. Baron can't even go to therapy because nobody wants to talk to him. Baron's all depressed. And I'm like, aren't you supposed to be the faces? Like, you're literally saying the man with a mental illness can't get help because nobody wants to talk to him.
I mean, I don't know. Just throw it all in the garbage and start over.
Yeah, just bring back Wolf Daddy on his motorcycle and we'll just
pull a Dallas and let this all have been a dream.
Yes, it's a Vince's fever dream. Oh my God, what if tomorrow, that's like the beginning of SmackDown, Vince is like, wow, must have all been a dream.
And we can just start over.
Just start over.
Yeah, and boom, there's Alyssa Edwards in the back doing her interview, just like
we planned. Yes, yes. She's like, oh honey. Oh my God. Anyway, I'm going to try to hold off on Drag Race for a little bit because...
I'm sorry. The idea of Alyssa interviewing people backstage, I just love it so much.
Yes. Or like, there was one, I think it was the season 6 finale, Alaska did the interviews, and she's like, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Oh my God, yes. Yes.
Oh, I got Paramount Plus, by the way.
Thank God. Did you watch last night's?
No, I've just started watching. I'm like halfway through season 2. I just started.
Girl!
Who got kicked off?
We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
And it is not having to do with who got kicked off. It was who the assassin was.
Got it.
Yes. But anyway. So now that the Thunderdome era is ending, what has been the highlights?
Nothing. Drew winning.
Drew winning. The Firefly Funhouse match. Mm-hmm. That first SmackDown where Triple H and Michael Cole were on commentary and Mojo came over and like was annoying and it was adorable.
Mm-hmm. The graveyard, no, what they call the Taker match. What was it?
Boneyard match.
Boneyard match, yes. What else happened that was actually good?
I mean, Roman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It actually benefited him to not have an audience.
It did.
Bianca. Ripley.
Yeah. Bianca and Rhea. Yeah. Seems like it's about it. I love how a lot of the stuff is like before 2021. This is all like 2020 stuff.
Well, Lashley winning was a big deal.
Yeah, it was a big deal. Kevin Owens jumping off the WrestleMania sign. I think that's it. As sad as that sounds, I think that's it. Seems right. Anyway, should we talk about Money in the Bank now?
Sure.
They filled the final spot in the women's Money in the Bank, and it is not who everybody wanted it to be.
And I don't understand why.
Not Becky. It's not anybody exciting, even. It's Tamina.
Oh, they put Tamina in there, too?
Tamina was in the final spot.
So they put the tag champions in there.
Yeah.
That's fucking stupid.
Okay. People are going to fucking hate me for this, but whatever. I hate Natty and Tamina. Like, there's zero... Okay, that's like watching white paint dry to a wall. There ain't no fucking personality.
That's
no
true, but why put them in the Money in the Bank when they when they're the only other two women other than the champion that have a title? Like, and I don't like Eva Marie, but Jesus put Eva Marie in it over her.
Put Dewdrop in.
Put Mandy in. Put...
Mandy's back on NXT, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, Dana.
Yes.
Put Dana in it.
I say put Shotzi and Tegan in.
There you go.
Tony Storm! Anybody at this fucking point. But, like, why does it have to be Natty and Tamina? They are not... again, here's something controversial yet brave. They're not that talented.
Nope.
They're the relics of a division that's long gone.
And they have a belt.
Which not, they shouldn't not even an exciting have
belt, not a, you know, but still, they have a belt. Like,
they shouldn't even have those, but okay. Sure, Jan. Sure, we'll give it. We'll give tag belts to those two. Just not a fan.
No.
Not a fan. I'm just like, why? Like, why is this a thing? At all. It's just stupid.
Don't get it.
And like, at this point, can Tegan and Shotzi just take the tag belts? Because that would at least make it exciting.
It's true.
I said it. I said it. What are you going to do?
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
About that. Anyway. It's a no from me.
So, let's get into the matches.
Okay. Let's do this, shall we? We're not prepared. All right. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And this is as of today. So if anything is added after tomorrow, then obviously we won't have our predictions for that. But this is as of Thursday, the 15th at 5:03 Pacific time. All right. So we have AJ Styles and Almost versus the Viking Raiders.
AJ.
I think the Viking Raiders will take it. Only because what have AJ and Almost done? Like, I forgot they even had the belts. Like, no offense to AJ. this had nothing to do with AJ. It's just almost as in the same category as an Addy, and it's like watching white paint dry. There ain't nothing there. There's no personality. I'd rather see Ramblin' Rabbit and Bray Wyatt hold the belts, because a puppet would have more personality.
That's true.
The puppet has more personality, let's be real. Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair for the women's championship.
I'd say Charlotte.
I'm going to say Charlotte, and I hate it. I do. Bobby Lashley. Oh, I didn't say the name we usually call him. Roberto Lashley versus Kofi Kingston for the WWE Championship. It's Bobby Lashley.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Kofi, but yes, it's Bobby Lashley. Roman Reigns versus Edge for the Universal Championship.
It's going to be Roman, but
it's going to be Roman. Edge
would get, but he won't. But it'll be Roman.
I think... So, okay, this is my theory. I think Seth is going to screw Roman. Or not Roman, Edge.
Ah, that's a good idea.
I think Seth's going to screw Edge. And then that's going to lead to SummerSlam. Edge versus Seth Rollins. Which SummerSlam, Jen and I are not going. Now that we know the grandpa will be there. it'll be even better for us to sit at my house and get drunk on a Saturday. And eat DoorDash, whatever we order on DoorDash or Uber Eats or
Grubhub. On a Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday this year.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah.
Well.
We go to we go to SmackDown the night before.
Oh. Hmm.
Yeah, we're literally the last stop.
Interesting.
Yes. Women's Money in the Bank, Liv Morgan versus Zelina Vega versus Natalya versus Tamina versus Asuka versus Naomi versus the child porn looking little bitch Alexa Bliss, who charges $800 for her fucking cameos, versus Nikki Cross, who thinks she's a superhero.
I'm going to go out on a limb. I don't think it will be Liv, because I think they're setting up Liv and Sonya to have something. So I'm going to say Zelina. If okay. Not Zelina, then Liv, but I think Zelina.
Do you want who I want or who I think?
Both.
Who I want? Zelina or Liv. Who I think? Alexa Bliss.
Probably. Wouldn't that suck?
Oh my god.
Oh god, and then she'll have it all spooky looking. Like she'll try
to like look, guys, it's my gothic little cape.
Yep.
See?
And she'll put Lily in there.
I'll tell you right now, I wish I was wrong. But you know, they would never give Bray the Money in the Bank, but they'll give that little kitty porn looking spooky bitch. Yeah. I don't know. Am I a little bitter?
This a tad.
Mm. I'm sorry. I don't want to spend $800 to have her go, what's a gimmick? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And not like Ariana Grande is like one of the only people who can pull off that kind of like dumb, vapid like attitude. And she's not even that dumb. Like Alexa Bliss, I'm like, bitch, you're just that dumb. You're just that dumb. Like, you're not cute. Yes, you're not even, like, I think you're mistaking your supposed depth for shallowness at this point. Because, bitch, no. Anyway, Men's Money in the Bank, Matt Riddle versus Drew McIntyre versus Ricochet versus Johnny Morrison. I am not calling him that other name. Versus Big E versus Kevin Owens versus Shinsuke Nakamura versus Seth Rollins. Too many people in these matches.
I have no idea.
So I'm thinking, and people are going to hate it, and you know the internet's going to fucking hate it. I think it's going to be Matt Riddle.
I'd be fine with that.
I think it's going to be Matt Riddle. And then Randy will come back and be like, well, that's mine now. That's mine now.
I could see that.
Yeah. We know it's not going to be Ricochet. Anyway, I think, I don't know if they're going to keep it going, but I think Baron might screw Shinsuke out of it.
Possible.
Possible. Or Big E. Or Big E! You could see a Big E-Baron Corbin feud.
That's true.
Because he wasn't very nice the other day. But yeah, so that's the card. I'm going to go Riddle.
I would say him or Big E. I would say him or Big E.
Yeah, that would be who I would go with. I mean, if you're going to go really out of left field, maybe. See, I don't know why this keeps coming to mind. This is totally out of left field. Probably never going to happen, but part of me kind of is like, is it going to be Johnny Morrison? And then The Miz is going to be like, that's mine, because he's shooting people with the water gun from the outside.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. We shall see, though. We shall definitely see. But, as we said earlier, Mandy Rose is now on NXT.
Well, it's so strange. Because she was on Raw. Backstage with Dana, like, talking, like, whatever. And then
Not anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Not anymore!
And I didn't necessarily hate Dana and Mandy. They were okay.
See, this is... Okay. I kind of want to see heel Mandy and heel Otis. Kind of want to see it. I don't know.
I'm confused.
I'm very confused as well.
Because she's like Vince's ideal type. And she went to NXT. He let her go to NXT. I'm very confused.
I don't know if it's going to last, because apparently Vince went to the Performance Center because, you know, he realized that's the thing. Like, mm-hmm. He was like, oh my God, are you kidding me? We have a Performance Center? What? And he went and he saw Aaliyah from NXT, not to be confused with Aaliyah Mysterio, other Aaliyah. And he was like, she needs to be on Raw. And they're like, oh, and they're like, we'll put Mandy back. Yeah.
But wasn't Aaliyah on NXT Wednesday night?
She got out of her storyline. What's his face? I can't even think of his name. Anyway, her manager, whoever her manager was. Think of his name right now. Yes. Anyway. So I'm assuming Monday she will be making her debut. I assume. So I'm going to go into this weekend I'm not going to have very high expectations. Like, I know what I want to happen and I know it's not going to happen. So my expectations are pretty low. So we'll see. I mean, they're going to have to do something.
That's my expectations of life.
Yeah.
I know what I want to have happen, but it's not going to happen. So
it's not going to happen. Yeah. Girl, totally agree. other than, like, Jen coming here, because that is happening.
Barring a pandemic.
Girl...
I'm telling you.
If you're like, oh, the pandemic happened, I'm like, well, I'm getting on a plane. I'll be there. Make room. Make room at the end. I'm coming. I have not seen my best friend in fucking forever. So I don't care if there's like a fucking zombie apocalypse. One of us is getting on a plane.
If there's a zombie apocalypse, I ain't going nowhere. I've seen Walking Dead.
Then I guess I'm getting on a fucking plane.
And it happens in Atlanta. I'm staying right here.
Guess I'm getting on a plane. Like, well, goodbye. Goodbye, world. God. No, thank you.
We can stay here and find our own Daryl Dixon to take care of us. We'll be fine.
Yeah. Watch, they'll be like, oh, he's already married. And it's like, of course. Of fucking course he is. Now what? Like, well, that's nice. I'm gonna go die now. Thanks.
Throw myself into the zombies.
I'm just gonna fucking go throw myself into the zombies at this point, because you know what? Being a zombie may not be that bad. Hmm. I mean, there's days I feel like one already, so.
True.
What's the difference? Anyway. Let's do our little segment on RuPaul's Drag Race, shall we?
Okay.
Shall we? So what happens? So, this week, Yara went home last week.
Mm-hmm.
This week, the queens had a roundtable discussion talk show.
Huh.
It actually was pretty good. It's pretty good. And the winner, spoiler alert, if you watch RuPaul's Drag Race, Jen, cover your ears if you don't want to know. Or if you don't care, whatever.
I don't care.
Ginger Minj won the challenge.
Ah.
So Ginger won the challenge, and the bottom three were Jan, Scarlet Envy, and Kylie Sonique Young. Love.
Yeah.
Got it. Sorry. So guys, pause. I have Bluetooth headphones in, and I this may not have been the best decision. Is bothering my ear now. Anyway, so they're the bottom three, and they're like, okay, so the lip sync assassin's coming out, and it's fucking Bianca Del Rio.
Oh no.
And Bianca comes out, and Bianca looks incredible, and she goes, what, you thought I was gonna lip sync? She goes, I didn't lip sync in my own season. You think I'm gonna come back to lip sync? So it's kind of like the teaser, but everybody loses their shit because it's fucking Bianca Del Rio. And she leaves, and the assassin is Mayhem Miller.
Ah.
Which, the lip sync, I did not like, but I think it was up to song choice because they killed it for what they were given. They killed it, yeah. So for what they were given, they did really good. But I didn't personally like it.
What were they getting?
Phone by Lizzo.
Ah.
Yeah, it's not Shut Up and Drive. But Ginger won the lip sync. And she won $30,000, because that's what the pot was up to this week. $30,000. And she ended up giving Jan, who else was on her team? Jan and Pandora Box, she gave them each $2,500.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, because she said, I wouldn't have won without my two teammates, kind of a thing.
Huh.
So she gave them each $2,500. And Scarlet Envy.
No!
Left.
No! Send home Jan.
Scarlet Envy left.
No, send home Jan.
I wanted Jan to go home too, but I'm just the messenger here. I'm just letting you know that's who went home. And yeah. Scarlet Envy's dress, fucking, oh my God. She has on her dress printed love letters from her grandma to her grandpa when he was in the war. And I'm like, and you're sending her home. But you got to remember, it's a game within a game this season.
Okay.
So, you know they're going to have the redemption episode, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think, I mean, we don't know what the game within a game is yet, but, yeah. Scarlet could come back. She could come back.
Interesting.
Yes. You know, this is frustrating to me, though. I feel like, so last week, Yara went home. And Ginger was in the bottom. And I didn't like that. Because I thought Eureka did worse than Ginger did. So I feel like, and I don't want this to be like, oh, Eureka's going to win, but I kind of have that feeling that they're going to put Eureka in the top four. Because Eureka's like fucking always there. I hate Eureka. I hate Eureka. But yeah, and I was watching Thorgy, Thor, and Bob, and they said the same thing. They were like, last week, Ginger was Fergie, which Fergie doesn't have, like...
A personality.
So, like, she did the best she could with what she was given. Eureka did Madonna. Madonna's got a fucking personality. And it was basically Eureka as Madonna. Mm-hmm. So, I happen to agree with their theory as well. It's like, should have been the other way around. I think Eureka should have been at the bottom. So, that's just my theory. But yes, Ginger Minj won this week, and she got that $30,000. And I think she seemingly announced that her and her husband, Chris, are trying to have a baby.
Huh.
Yes.
Interesting.
So there might be a little Ginger running around, eventually. Or a little Chris. One of the two, but they're, I guess, trying to get a surrogate. Huh. Good for them. Good for them. But I will say, Sonique had a line, Kylie Sneak Young Love. I get her and Renee Young mixed up all the time, and I don't know why. Oh my God. And same thing the other day, I was talking to my brother, and I was like, oh my God, Bianca Del Rio. He goes, you mean Bianca Belair? I'm like, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I meant. I was like, both incredible. Both very talented. Hold on, let me find the line. Because she said, so her group, their topic was motherhood. Mm-hmm. And she said a line that everybody, it's like really sticking with people. And she said, don't let you as a hurt child make your grown-up decisions. Okay. And I was like, wow. Wow. Everyone's like, damn, that was anyway. So next week, who knows what happens next week. I'm excited. Apparently Snatch Games in a couple episodes, according to all the rumors I heard. Which we all know Snatch Game is, you know.
You know what I'm pissed about when I got Paramount Plus? There's only two seasons of Untucked, and they're late seasons. Only really? 9 and 10 is on there. I was so mad.
Well, I'm sure they're going to put more up, because they still have to put season 13 up of Drag Race.
I hope they do, because I want my season 2 and 3 of Untucked.
We'll see. Because they just started. Paramount Plus has only been up for a month.
Oh, okay.
Two months? Yeah. It just, I was going to say, I think May, it was May. Yeah. I think May was when it started. So I think they're still bringing stuff.
I need Bitch, I'm from Chicago.
Because All Stars 5 isn't even on. Isn't on yet on there. Which I wanted to watch All Stars 5 the other day. And I was like, never mind then.
Untucked's my favorite. But the old Untucked's, the new Untucked's are two staged.
Yeah, the new Untucked suck.
Yeah.
The one, I want to watch the season 5 Untucked again. Huh. God, because Roxy was such a bitch. I loved it. God. Anyway. So, I think our next assignment, other than watching Drag Race, is I think we're going to watch Trixie Mattel's Moving Part. Girl. There were a couple parts of that where I was like, this hits home. Because they were talking about when Katya had her mental breakdown and left. Uh-huh. And she was sitting there and Katya was like flipping out. And she's just sitting there like not knowing what to do. And then she's like, I can't do this show. She's like, I can't do this show alone. Like, nobody's going to think I'm funny. I'm like, girl, I've been there. I have been there when Jen took her leave for a couple weeks. I was like, I can't do this show alone. What? I couldn't. I did it like a portion of it once, and I was like, I can't do this.
It's too weird.
It's too weird talking to myself.
It's just too weird.
But yeah, that I'll tell you that. That movie, her documentary movie, is a lot darker than people, I think going into it. Because, like, there's one part where she, or Trixie, or Brian, whatever, is right after she won All-Stars, she had to pay her mom's electric bill because her mom was, like, 3 months behind on her electric bill. And it's like, you can tell, like, this isn't the first time that this has happened. And, like, you just feel bad. You're like, I'm like, I get it. I totally get it. But anyway, speaking of Trixie and Katya, we're gonna try to make this happen. Even if I have to take, like, 4 plane rides in a week for doing it. Girl, I'll do it. I don't care. I mean, it's Trixie and Katya. When are we going to see Trixie and Katya again?
That's true.
Yeah. And if we can't get tickets to that, we're going to have to save a lot more money than Trixie and Katya, but Bianca Del Rio is coming the week of your birthday here.
Oh.
Yeah. So. If we can't do Trixie and Katya, Bianca maybe will happen. The week of Jen's birthday.
Oh, yes. Man.
But anyway, that was our drag race update for the week. I've been watching a lot of Drag Race. I've been rewatching.
It's always a good thing.
I just got past season 4 when Sharon and Fifi got into the fight and she's like, go back to Party City where you belong. I'm like, oh my god. That was a good one. Fucking Fifi. Like, Sharon on Drag Race was great. Sharon out of Drag Race is just a mess.
Yeah.
A fucking mess. Fifi in Drag Race is a fucking mess. Fifi out of Drag Race is actually pretty good. It's, yeah. But here's the thing is they've both admitted since then, like, they faked that shit.
Oh, really?
They faked it. They said they didn't necessarily like each other, but they played it up. And I was like, interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Very interesting. What was this other thing I was going to tell you to watch? I'll have to find it, but there was a... You know how they do, like, wrestling shoot interviews?
Mm-hmm.
There's this guy on YouTube who does them for Drag Race.
Oh.
And I watched one of them. I watched Katya had a 2-part. I watched that one. I watched...
So it's not the Hey Queen?
No, it's not Hey Queen. It's a different one. Because Hey Queen was almost... I loved Hey Queen. I loved Johnny McGovern, but I feel like Johnny McGovern's too nice. But this one is totally different because they asked them, it's like legit shoot interviewers, like the interviewer and whoever the queen is in a room, and they just ask questions.
Oh,
I'll send it to you because the Katya one was pretty good. And what was the other one I watched? Was it Violet? No, Pearl. They did one with Pearl, and Pearl actually was talking about how like how Rue really made her feel.
Huh.
And I was like, interesting. Very interesting. Fascinating. But anyway, I'm still pushing for the ultimate crossover of WWE and Drag Race. Just saying. still wait. We've been waiting years for this to happen, and we'll still be waiting.
Do you know there's a flavor of ice cream now that's Kraft mac and cheese flavored?
Yes, I heard. That sounds disgusting.
It does.
It sounds nasty. Like, I wouldn't eat it.
Ugh.
This is going to sound lame. I'm a vanilla person. I like vanilla ice cream. I think vanilla ice cream is delicious. So, you know, I'm like, I don't need anything fancy. I just, you know, vanilla ice cream's fine with me. You know, I don't need nothing fancy. I mean, if we're going to be fancy, pralines and cream, but otherwise, good old vanilla is, you know, all right with me. Yes. So what are we thinking going back to wrestling? What are some surprises that you're thinking could happen? And the next, well, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
I mean, it's kind of the predictable ones. Cena, Becky. Now we know the Goldberg thing.
Oh, we know the Goldberg one.
There could be some call-ups.
Which, and we know Tony is debuting tomorrow.
Cross is the rumor, but Cross has the belt.
Yeah, Cross would have to lose it Tuesday. Or, I mean, remember when Kevin Owens showed up for the John Cena challenge? He was still NXT champion.
That's true.
So it could be a case of Cross shows up Monday or tomorrow or whatever show he ends up on. And he loses the belt Tuesday.
That's true.
That could happen. We could get Adam Cole call up. Maybe.
Maybe.
I'm just trying to think who else. I mean, we know Tony. I don't know. I just can't even think of what else. I mean, Bray returning. I'm trying to think who else could return. That's the one I feel like is really going to happen. Is Monday we'll get a Bray return. Or tomorrow. He could move to SmackDown like I want.
That's true.
Yeah. God, if that happened, I'd be like, girl. And you'd have to answer your phone because you're going to get a, oh, honey. The diet starts now. Like, what if Bray doesn't show up? Well, I'll lightly diet.
There you go.
If he's going to be there, well, so long, solid foods.
Oh, God.
I will see you after the 20th. Yes. Yes. If not, I'll be like, yeah, it's whatever. Whatever. I'm trying to think what else could happen. I mean, is it possible we have people move back to NXT?
Well, it's happening already.
Well, yeah, Mandy, but I mean other people.
I mean, yeah, of course it is.
Yeah. Could Carmella upset Bianca Belair tomorrow?
I hope not.
I had to stop myself. I almost said Bianca Del Rio again.
I think we're getting ourselves all hyped over stuff that probably will be very minimal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather be pleasantly surprised than underwhelmed.
Well, yeah, I think I'm already under... I mean, if those surprises did happen, I'm underwhelmed because I've already called it.
Yeah.
I'm underwhelmed as it is, so there's nowhere to go but up.
True.
But yeah, they're gonna do something. There's gonna be something. I think it could be something that I'm not at the level of a CM Punk, obviously. Not right. At that level, but I think there could be something that we're not thinking of that could happen.
It's true.
Because I feel like Becky, Cena, Bray returning, Tony's debut. Like, that's all stuff that you can, in the realm of possibility, like, obviously see happening.
Right.
Because you're going to have to build Cena and Roman. Becky, I wouldn't be surprised if she's back. She probably would go after Bianca. I mean, she could come back tomorrow, even. Go after Bianca.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, Lacey Evans is still pregnant, so not Lacey Evans. but yeah, part of me just wonders, are we just not... Is there something that we're not thinking of?
No.
Yeah.
Unless it's just something that's very minimal.
I will be pleasantly surprised if we come on the show next week and we're like, wow. Wow. Because part of me thinks, yeah. So one last thing. Slammiversary is this week. Impact. Who are we thinking is going to be the mystery opponent for Deonna Purrazzo?
One of the Iconics.
I think it's Peyton. I want it to be Peyton. Oh, she cannot Peyton anymore. Cassie.
Could be.
Cassie.
She was having that funeral for the Iconics over on her.
They both did. Yeah. They were having a funeral. It made me cry for a little bit. I got a little tear. Part of me thinks maybe Mickie James?
Well, could be.
I don't think it's going to be Chelsea because Chelsea just debuted on Ring of Honor. Hmm. Maybe Mickie James. Or Sarah Logan could be coming back.
Maybe.
Ruby, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I want it to be Ruby. Ruby would be nice. Maybe Cassie. I don't think it's going to be Jess. I think she'll show up with Cassie, if anything. If not, I don't know. It has to be somebody who was just recently released. But there's a lot of people talking about how they think Daniel Bryan is going to Impact Wrestling.
Interesting.
Very interesting. So we'll see. I mean, last year we had a good time watching it just because we got Gallows and Anderson, obviously, who we're still mad at. Just throwing it out there, we're still mad at them. And until they're off that one show, we're still going to be mad at them. Or the schmucks. What? I mean, I can say that. They should screw over the schmucks.
It's true.
They should. If it were you and I, we would have already screwed them over.
True.
We would have. You know what? Let's be real. If it was you and I, we would have already taken down the whole operation. Anyway, but yeah, this year's exciting, but it's almost like there were so many people released, you just don't know really
right.
Who it could be. I don't think it's going to be Braun. I think Braun still has another month. Same with Mojo. I mean, unless Mojo got out of his non-compete early and he shows up in Impact.
Maybe.
And then I'd be like, well, Jen, I guess we're going to watch Impact every week again. Mojo Rawley.
Gosh.
Oh, he's just Mojo. Sorry. That's going to be another one.
Hmm.
I'd be like, Mojo. Just Mojo. Nice to see you. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see who it is. I think there's going to be more than than just whoever the female talent is.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Sure. We have a long week ahead of us.
Hopefully good surprises.
Hopefully. I mean, I'm excited because there's at least going to be people. And if Vince comes out, I hope everybody boos him. That's going to be great. But yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. Definitely be interesting.
It will be.
It will be interesting. And who knows, maybe next week we'll be watching Impact every week now.
Never know.
Here we go. We're watching Impact. I don't know. I don't know. Apparently, though, one last thing, Ring of Honor had a good show. So, definitely something to look forward to. We got a Ring of Honor show. So, I think they're trying to, it was their first show with fans, and I guess it went really well.
Well, that's good.
So, there you go. Anyway, guys, so next week, we're going to go over everything that happens, if anything. Well, obviously, Slammiversary, so we'll have something.
It's true.
Plus, RuPaul's Drag Race. Because, you know, yes.
We can.
And maybe Jen will watch the new episode and watch Moving Parts, and then we can talk about it. Moving Parts is on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so guys, until next week, enjoy Money in the Bank. Hopefully they don't screw Baron, but we all know they will.
Oh, they will.
Hopefully Bray comes back.
You never know. Hey, maybe he'll come and he'll screw Alexa out of getting the Money in the Bank briefcase.
Aw, he's a man after my heart, isn't he?
That happened.
Everybody's gonna be like, no! And I'm like, yes! You did so well!
He might. You know, screwed him.
You know what? Just be great. Oh my god, why didn't I think of this? So, like, Alexa's climbing the ladder, right? All of a sudden, everything goes black, right? And you just see, up at the stage, Abby the Witch holding the Lily doll up by a noose. And she's just like, fuck that bitch, and drops it.
That'd be good.
And I'd be like, you're doing great, sweetie, you're doing great. Oh my god. Yes, everybody's like, oh my god, the doll. And I'd be like, look at her go. Oh, we forgot to say, Rabbi had the baby.
She did.
It's a girl. Her name's Ever. Oh. And she's adorable. Just, yeah. Anyway, that was exciting. We forgot about that. We had to say that because Rabbi had the baby, and that's precious. Y'all know we love baby news here. Oh, and Sheamus is engaged!
Oh.
So, good for him.
Yeah.
Taking the big old leap. You know, the big leap.
That's true.
Yeah, it's a big leap. Anyway, and Baron is now on a plane. That is true. You do have an awful mustache, Baron. Anyway, we gotta go. Hopefully, you know, my third eye just totally came up with something and there's some like puppet hangings happening. Or, you know, slashing, explosions, poisonings, demonic sacrifice.
Oh, good grief.
I mean, it would make sense.
It would.
Like, what if there's just like a pentagram in the ring and then she just falls through? And then it's like, no, goodbye, Alexa. Guess and nobody's getting that $800 cameo.
I'm telling you, it can happen. He can screw her over.
I'm telling you, I would do it. Done. Good. She dead. She gone. Like, well, guess she better start refunding those people the $800.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, don't buy the Alexa Bliss cameo. That was the other thing I was going to say, too. Don't buy it. Because it's $800. $800.
It's crazy.
Anyway, so until next week when we know what all these surprises are, maybe, kind of, hopefully. Bye.
Bye.